Chapter 2. About this time, Philippos, king of Macedon, was treacherously murdered and died at Aigai by Pausanias, son of Carastos, who was of the race of Orestai. Now Philippos' boy, Alexandros, succeeded him in the kingdom. And after crossing the Hellespontos, he defeated Darius's generals in a battle fought at Granicos. Then he invaded Lud and enslaved Ionia and overran Caria and threw his army upon the region of Pamphylia. Now the elders of Jerusalem resented the fact that the chief priest Yadua's brother, that is Manasseh, was a partner with him in the chief priesthood while being married to a foreigner. So they quarreled with Manasseh, considering this marriage to be a stepping stone for those who might be desirous to transgress the laws against taking foreign wives, and that this would be the beginning of a mutual society with foreigners. Moreover, they believed that their former captivity and misfortunes had been caused by some who had erred by marrying and taking wives who were not of their own country. So they commanded Manasseh either to divorce his wife or not to approach the altar. The chief priest himself shared the indignation of the people against his brother, and together they drove him away from the altar. After this, Manasseh went to his father-in-law, Sanballat, and told him,
"Although I love your daughter Nicaso, I am nevertheless unwilling to be deprived of the priestly office on her account."
For this office was the highest in their nation and had always belonged to his family. But Sanballat promised,
"If you will keep my daughter as your wife, I will not only preserve the priesthood for you, but instead will also procure for you the power and honor of the chief priest, and will appoint you as leader of all the places over which I myself now rule."
And he also further told him,
"I will build an inner sanctum on Mount Gerizim, like the one at Jerusalem."
For this mountain is the highest of all those in Samaria. And he promised that he would do these things with the consent of King Darius. Elated by these promises, Manasseh stayed with Sanballat, supposing that he would obtain the chief priesthood as bestowed upon him by Darius. For it happened that Sanballat was now an old man. But great confusion seized the people of Jerusalem, because many of those priests and Israelites were entangled in such unlawful marriages. For all of these deserted to Manasseh, and Sanballat supplied them with money and divided land among them for cultivation and assigned them dwelling places. All this was done in order to gratify his son-in-law. About this time, Darius was informed that Alexandros had crossed the Hellespontos and had defeated his satraps in the Battle of Granicos and was advancing further. After this, being determined to meet the Macedonians before they would assault and conquer all Asia. He gathered together an army of cavalry and infantry. So he crossed the Euphrates River and passed over Tauros, the Kilikian mountain. And at Issus in Kilikia, he waited for his foes, ready to give them battle there. Then Sanballat, who was glad that Darius had come down, told Manasseh,
"I will fulfill my promises as soon as Darius returns from conquering his foes."
For not only he himself, but all those in Asia were convinced that the Macedonians would not even come to a battle with the Persians on account of their great number. But the event proved other than they expected. For King Darius engaged the Macedonians, but was beaten and lost a great part of his army. Also, his mother and his wife and children were taken captive, while he fled into Persia. So when Alexandros came into Syria, he took Damasek. And once he had obtained Sidon, he besieged Tyre. From there, he dispatched a letter to the Judean chief priest, requesting him to send some auxiliaries and to supply his army with provisions. And also requesting them to choose the friendship of the Macedonians by giving him the gifts they had formerly sent to Darius. For he said that they would never regret this choice. But the chief priest answered the letter bearers, telling them,
"I have given my oath to Darius not to bear arms against him, and I will not transgress this oath while Darius remains alive."
When Alexandros heard this, he was roused to anger. And though he decided not to leave Tyre, which was on the verge of being taken, he threatened,
"Once I have taken it, I will march against the Judean high priest, and through him teach all men to whom they must keep their oaths."
And for this reason, continuing the siege with greater effort, he took Tyre. After he had settled affairs there, he advanced against the city of Gaza and besieged it together with the commander of its garrison, whose name was Babemeses. Before the destruction of Tyre, Sanballat, believing that he had a favorable opportunity for his design, renounced Darius, and taking with him 8,000 of his own subjects, he came to Alexandros, whom he found beginning the siege of Tyre. Sanballat told him that he was delivering up to him the places under his rule, and gladly accepted him as his master in place of Darius. So when Alexandros had kindly received him, Sanballat now felt confident about his place and told him about his present affair. He explained to Alexandros,
"Indeed, I have a son-in-law, Manasseh, who is the brother of Yadua, the chief priest. But there are also many others of his countrymen with him, who now desire to build a temple in the region subject to you. But this would also be to your advantage, O king, for the power of the Judeans to be divided into two factions, in order that the nation might not, in the event of a revolution, be of one mind and stand united, and so become troublesome to the kings as it has formerly been to the chiefs of Assyria.
Therefore, when Alexandros had given his consent, Sanballat, with utmost diligence, built the temple and appointed Manasseh as chief priest. He considered this to be the greatest distinction that his daughter's descendants could ever have. But after 7 months had been spent on the siege of Tyre and 2 months on the siege of Gaza, Sanballat died. And Alexandros, after taking Gaza, made haste to go up to Jerusalem.